Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start everything with his name because he's the most powerful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A warm salam and greeting, first of all, to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And a warm salam to you, dear audience, wherever you are in the world. And a warm salam to our dear friend and expert in the studio, Sister Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Khalfan, and welcome.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Welcome.
Dear audience, for those of you who have been following our program, you probably know that we are addressing the questions that you are asking us with regards to Islamic upbringing. There's also a very good source that I would like to introduce to you, which is a book compiled by Ayatollah Ray Chahri called Children in Quran and Sunnah. It's a really useful book. You can find it in the site alislam.org. In this program, inshallah, we would like to answer the question that one of our listeners has asked us. He or she has asked, my child of 7 doesn't like to read books. He just likes to play around all the day with his friends, with his toys. And however much effort I put to make him interested in reading a book, you know, it just comes to no result. What should I do?
I must say that reading is not the only way to learn. There are many ways to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, books are very, very important to impart knowledge and to encourage children from a very young age. So, first of all, don't nag the child about this, that he doesn't like reading. Maybe it's your own fault.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the parents' own fault without knowing. Maybe they were so busy, or maybe they didn't know the fact that, you know, children need to be introduced books to. Or maybe they thought that, you know, 1-2 books were enough. They don't need a variety of books. And so the child lost interest. But that's not it. So child can learn through maybe going, gathering at certain gatherings, good gatherings, you know, or through other children, or through the parents' actions at home, or through, you know, narrations and storytelling. But yes, it's a big concern if the child does not learn how to love books. Because books are the best companion of a person. Like Imam Ali alayhi salam said that a person who has books is filled with peace. Yeah, he will be filled with peace. Books bring this kind of imagination alive in a person. Rather than watching, books are the best friends. And, you know, so how to go about, you know, working on that? Like, for example, a 7-year-old child now is almost reached the peak of his freedom. Now he has to listen to you. You've given him all the freedom, right? So if you have done the right way of giving him the freedom that he needed without enforcing books on him, now you can still, help him to learn how to love books. But how can we go about doing that? Unfortunately, if we ourselves in our home atmosphere don't like doing, you know, a little self-study or reading or just in our screen, mobile screens, it won't work out. If we have this concern, that means we are also the reading type, right? A person who has asked such a question is also a person who is concerned about the fact that why his child is not reading whilst he or she must be reading. right? So if the atmosphere at home is the atmosphere of learning and reading, you know, having a private moment of doing that, even if it be a newspaper, nicely reading it, then the child will also, you know, be fond of that. Now, his potential, it is there in his potential, you have to bring it out. So how to bring it about? So you don't have to enforce those hard comprehension, even according to his age level. For example, if a seven-year-old likes very simple books, illustrative books, pictures and all those sorts of things, buy them for him. Of course, there should be like intellectual thinking. It shouldn't be completely baby-like. But his age, maybe he wants to see different kinds of motorbikes, how they work.
Buy that for him.
Explain him. Teach him that books will give him a variety of things to, ponder upon, and a good food for thought, and will pass his time in the best way.
Thank you very much. Let's go for a short break, and inshallah, we'll be right back.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, If anyone among you wants to speak with his Lord, he should recite the Quran.
يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back to another part of this episode of the program Islamic Upbringing. Just to refresh in your memories about the question that we have received today was, we were talking about a parent that was concerned about his or her seven-year-old not being interested in reading books, and our sister, our dear expert in the program, Sister Khalfan, she explained to us that this is something that you have to start working from an early age, and that books are not the only source of imparting knowledge to your kids. You can do it through so many other means. But again, let's give all our focus to the importance of books, as there's a beautiful narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam saying that books could be your best friend. Would you please share with us more in this regard?
Yes, the fact that books, the love for books should be started from a very young age. It shouldn't be, taken for granted. As young as a toddler, or younger than that, as young as a, for example, two-month-old baby.
Right.
Yeah. Books should be shown to them. Let them play with books. Even if they, tear a page of a book, it's okay sometimes.
Now they have like books in woods, in plastic. Have books for all age ranges, right?
Yeah. So we should actually get some books that are, for example, cheaper in price, so that the child can touch, feel, turn. At a certain age, the child starts recognizing that this page is different from another page, and then his sight becomes more clear. He sees the pictures, and then he differentiates the colors, and he sees what children are wearing what colors, and then he differentiates the sizes. So shapes and sizes and colors and all these things are very good introduction for children, to start liking books. And these days, it's more than, I feel it's very prevalent of mothers to do that. But in case of this parent, for example, specifically saying that my child doesn't like books at their age, yeah, it's a thing to be concerned about, because this child is going to school and he will see that he has a lot of work with the books, right? And we should know that these books are not enough as far as the formal secular education is concerned. We see people who are formally educated and they have degrees also, but they are not successful researchers. The successful researchers are those who love books and befriend books and pass the time with books. So books should be something that is like our first priority, I think, expenses-wise,
Yeah.
It should be our first priority. And as much as we can, buy a variety of books for them, I'm not saying, go to the point of, wastage or doing israf, but yeah, as much as you can afford it, and then you can also pass it on to your other people who have babies or children, keep doing that as sawab, for yourself and for the others as well, for you to make use of the money that you have bought so much books for your children. So never neglect this fact that books are just, something that are so many on this world that now we are bored with them. No, keep on getting and teaching, and also make the home an atmosphere of learning and interest, not just spending time on TV or with your friends or on the telephone, because children will learn that also. And also not forgetting the fact that knowledge can be imparted through other ways, but the first-hand way is through books.
Thank you very much. Let's go for a short break, and inshallah, we'll be right back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Upbringing. We were talking about the importance of books in the lives of children. And I want to share my personal experience with you, Sister Khalfan, and the dear listeners. As I remember, I shared this with you last time. With my own daughter, I started reading books to her as young as the age of 6 months. Like, I bought some plastic books for her. And you know, what I tried to do was that I tried to get a variety of books with different stories, with different colors, with different animations that would really draw her attention to the books. And now that she's in the age of 7, whenever she has the time, like even when she wants to take a bath, she fills the bathtub with water and she takes like 5 books with her to the bathtub. And one by one, she takes all these books, and without me, you know, pushing her or forcing her to read books, like, and every single time, like, she has like 100 books, every single time she takes 5 new books from the shelf. And I see that I have helped her to develop this sense of reading books and a sense of variety in books, that you can learn a world of information, a world of imagination through these books, through these colorful books.
Yeah, and a joy also.
Right.
Yeah, like we as adults also, we enjoy reading books sometimes, you know, because the knowledge is a thirst that is, it's like a food for our mentality, you know. Allah has made us like that, that we love to have knowledge. And when we know something, you'll see a kind of a pleasure in our souls. Even when we learn a new concept in our field of subject, we feel a pleasure, yeah?
That's true.
That pleasure can't be compared to the pleasure of physical pleasure of eating and drinking and other things. So this pleasure is a unique pleasure. It's a heavenly pleasure.
You have to make them sense this pleasure.
That's
experience,
right.
Right?
And this is the biggest gift a parent can give to a child, by creating this, you know, feeling. Starting from a very young age, inshallah, we all parents should work on this aspect of bringing up our children, that is through reading.
Inshallah.
We can sometimes also try to look at the interests of our child through placing different kinds of subjective books in front of them. For example, some children love nature, you know, so place a book of about animals or plants or, you know, fruits and explanations about that. And sometimes they love, for example, stories.
Rhythmic, like poems.
Yeah, exactly. Poems only. Or sometimes they love real stories. And one scholar by the name of Ayatollah Ibrahim Amini says that teach your children real stories. Tell them real stories, because in future, you know, they wouldn't learn how to lie. They will always learn how to say the truth. And I found that very amazing. And I felt it has a ring of truth in it, that if it's a fable kind of story, fable as in animals talking and things like that, there should be a moral that relates to the human nature,
right.
You know, like truth, or not to be evil to the people, to be kind-hearted, and these kind of qualities.
Nowadays, we have a lot of Islamic books, like so many prophets about the imams, about the usuluddin.
Like prayer.
That's right. So, the world of colors, the world of shapes and pictures can come to the help of parents to teach their children about Islamic teachings.
With fun and, you
with
know, like
fun
enjoying.
And enjoy, excitement, yeah. Right. We have reached the end of another episode of the program Islamic Upbringing. Let us pray for the hastening of the reappearance of the Imam of our time. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraja wal-afiyata wan-nas.
Islam solves all of its problems, Allah leaves no stone unturned. perfect with no flaws at all, are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.